Okay, gentlemen, we're learning the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara in the middle of the page tells us Tanu Rabbanan Arba Dvarim Nemru Beit Mizayim Ein As Megrush Ben Chalutz Ein Golar Mikla Ein Mishan Sakoy Ein Mikla Ein Mikla Ein Mikla Ein Mishan Sakoy 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 Ein Mishan Sakoy Ein Mishan Sakoy Ein. Why do the Eidim Zom not have to pay kofar? Kasavri kufra kapara, v'habene kapara ninu. So Rashi over here makes a comment that is strange. So ein meshalmin kufra kapara, lekaper alzeh shaharav shoro esa adam, v'hani lav b'nei kapara ninu, shlo harag shoram adam. So the Eidim Zom are not b'nei kapara because they're sure did not kill anyone, and therefore a svara, they don't go ahead and they don't have to pay kofir. Now, if you read Rashi simply, every case of Eden Zomen, you're going to give them a ritzicha, you're going to kill them, you're going to give them malchus, you can always say, what? Sheheim lo achlu chazer. Sheheim lo hargu ish. So like, what's Rashi saying over here to explain why we do not apply the din of Hani la b'nei kapar ninu shalo harak sharam adam? What exactly is the svara and is the idea that Rashi here is expressing? We'll come back to that. And then the Gemara suggests that our sugya, is based on kasavri ein misham sakor because of kufra kapara. And mantana kufra kapara, broken the Tanya. The pasuk says, and I gave you the pasuk. V'nosan pidyon nafsho. Demei nizak. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Amar demei mazik. My la b'hokam b'tfuli. Demar sevar kufra mamona. Umar savar kufra kapar. So Rabbosai, the parsha of kofir is what we're going to delve into a little bit, and we have a halacha that if, as the pasuk says, if you have a sur hamuad, and the Sur HaMuad went ahead and killed someone. So number one, Sakol Yisakel HaShur. The Sur is what we call a Sur HaNiska, and the Sur is Chayiv Misa. Its Basar is Aser B'Hanah. And moreover, the Gam Ba'alav Yumas. And the Bailim of the Sur, if it's a Sur HaMuad, the Bailim of the Sur is Chayiv Misa. However, in Kofar, Yushas Alav, and Asim Pidyon Nafsho, Kechol Asher Yushas Alav. But apparently, the Baal Hashur is allowed to redeem himself and pay a Kofar instead of being Chayv Misa. So now the Gemara wants to suggest that do we aid not to pay? The answer is based on Kufra Kapara. And there's another Shita of Kufra Mamona. So the Machlokes Tanoim, what is the character of the payment of kofir. One possibility is kapara, the other possibility is mamona, and then the Gemara then ties that in to another machlokas. And the Gemara says, when we go ahead and how much you have to pay, there's a machlokas whether bide mazik shaminon or bide nizak shaminon. So we have bide mazik shaminon or bide nizak. Shaminan, so the Manda Amar who says Bede Mazik Shaminan holds Kufra, help me out.
Kufra
Kapara. And the Manda Amar says Bede Nizak Shaminan says Kufra Mamon. That's the Habamina of the Gemara, is that this Shaila of how you value the Kofar is dependent on if you hold Kufra Kapara Kufra Mamona. Could someone just explain to me the lundus of that stage of the Gemara? Yes, Shmuel?
I mean, if it's a Kapara, he's going to be paying his own value. And if it's he's paying for the damage, he's paying the damage.
Okay, very good, very poshut. Is that if the idea is it's a Kapara, so then you have to redeem. What should be happening over here?
You should be Chayiv Misa.
So you have to go ahead and redeem your Nefesh. How do you redeem your nefesh? You have to pay your value. That's if it's a kapara. If it's a mamona, so then you damaged him by having your shor kill him, your shor killed him, so that created a hezek. You have to pay the hezek, so Beder Nizak Shamina. So that's the Gemara assumes right now that this machlokes is that machlokes, and our Mishnah is according to which Manda Omar? Our Mishnah is according to Manda Omar, holds Kufra Kapara. Our Sugya holds, meaning this price holds Kufra Kapara. So now the Gemara says, no, not so fast. My lab ha kamifli ma'aser kumar. No, Amar Papa, lo. The kuli ama kufra kapara. V'ha'cha b'ha'cha kamifli ma'aser b'niz shemin ma'aser b'mazik shaminon. And then the Gemara says, my tamayu, etc. Rabbo says, so then the Gemara says, no. Everyone holds kufra kapara. And the machlokas is whether it be the mazik shaminon or whether it be the nizat shaminon. Could someone just explain to me what this line of the Gemara is saying? So fundamentally, fundamentally, it's a kapar. You are chayev misa, and you have to redeem your soul. You have to redeem yourself. How do you go ahead and redeem yourself? Do you go ahead and redeem yourself with what? With a kofar, paying your with the demazik, paying your value, which makes full sense, or what? What's the or?
Or what you have damaged,
the damage that you caused.
Or your redemption is derived by making the victim whole. Now let me just formulate that in a little more of a fancy formulation, okay? This line is gonna be like a critical line in Shir. Is if you hold kufra kapara, what is the substance? If you hold kufra kapara, what is the substance of the payment? The substance of the payment. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. The substance of the payment is kofir. But what is the form of the payment?
The means of
the form of the payment is subject to this, machlokes. If I'll tell you what I mean by form. I'll explain this in words that you will understand. In other words, this is like a legal concept, and I'm trying to. There's substance and form.
Where are you going to derive the payment from?
But I want to give you a muscle. I'm not good at muscles. There's certain people that are really good at muscles, and it's a real skill. It's a real skill. I'd say, here, do me a favor. Mow my lawn. You mow my lawn, and then I gave you a gift of $100. So, what did I give you? Was it a gift of $100 or was it No, I paid him on my lawn. So I might have couched it as a gift. But its substance is payment for services rendered. Let's say I didn't give you $100. I gave you a ticket to a ball game. So it's a gift. Its form is a gift, but its substance is payment for services. I paid you to mow my lawn. It's a barter. So its form is a gift, but its substance is something else. So what I'm saying is as follows, is that kufra kapara means that the essence, the substance of what this is legally, is the kofir. But what is the form in which that kapara takes place? So one possibility is the form is b'demazik shaminan, meaning its substance is kofir, and its form is b'demazik shaminan, and its form is also kofir. Its form and substance are in line. The other possibility is, no, its substance is kofir, but its form is b'demizak. What is b'demizak shaminan in terms of form? Is that I'm looking at, its form is a reimbursement. It's a compensatory form, but whose substance is a kofir. But its form is compensatory. Okay, that's what I'm suggesting is the machlokas over here, everyone agrees it's kofir, but what is its form? What is its form? Is its form a kofir form, or is its form a mamandika form, which is b'dinizak shemin? That's introduction. That's introduction to get us into the core ideas in Rishon. Now, I asked you to take a look at a Rambam. I asked to take a look at a Ramban. I asked to take a couple of Rambams. Let's start with the following. Rabbosai, question number one. How many cases of these four that are enumerated in the Braisa are in the Mishnah? Two. So question number one is, why is the case of Kofir not in the Mishnah? It belongs in the Mishnah. Why is it not in the Mishnah? That's a question. Moreover, the two in the Mishnah, do you get Malkus if you didn't, for the two in the Mishnah? You get Malkus. Do you get Malkus for a Zomain who testifies falsely about a Kofir? Do you get Malkus? What did you see? You saw Machlokes. Who says you get Malkus? The Rambam says you get Malkus, and who disagrees? The Ramban says there is no Malkus. Why does the Ramban, therefore, the Ramban uses this last point to prove the first point? What was the first point? Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah only mentions cases that are what? That are Malkus. Kofir does not get into the Mishnah because it's not a case of Malkus.
Can you also ask that on Evidibri?
Yeah, you'll ask on Evidibri too. We'll get to Evidibri. Yeah. Now, let's study the Ramban. Let's study the Ramban, because I think the Ramban has a very fascinating vision over here. We're going to start with source number 7, then double back to 4, and then we'll pick up the Ritvas along the way. So the Ramban. Start with the Ramban. I'm going to learn the Ramban inside too, but let's start with the Ramban. Says the Ramban, source number 7. Vikashali, amai lob tani nami masi sa meidim anu bishwan shukhaev esa kofir en omrim shli amas ha kofir tani rabmi rabbi raisa. Why is not the Mishnah? The im taima. Dilma kasavra haitana kofir mamona hu mishalman. I'll give you an answer why it's not in the Mishnah. Because the Bala Mishnah holds Kufra. Kufra! Mimona. And if you hold Kufra Mimona, then what will be the deal? Would the Abzom have to pay?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd have to pay. And therefore it's a classic case of Adam Zom. You don't have to get into the Mishnah. That's a good answer. But if that's true, listeni Shuchayav Korban. So then you could have had other cases that got into the Mishnah, like the case of the Korban. If the Eidmer Machai, the guy says he was Machal Shabbos, he's Machai the Korban Chatas. So why is that not in the Mishnah? That's a pure Kapara. So it says the Ramban, very big Yisrael. V'yesh lomar, Korban luma boile lemisni. Why? The Keva dimratza eno mevi, umamon she'en lo tovin hu, pshit lo mashalem mamon. Umilka lo laki ale de lav edusu ella hodo ba'alma hu demodile. Rabosai, why is it that edus korban does not enter into the Mishnah? According to Ramban, nu. What? Say better. Say better.
If he doesn't want to do it, isn't it?
Say better. Why is the din of korban? Aiden Zomim in a case of carbon. Aiden Karmel Chad me a carbon chatas. Why did that not enter the Mishnah? And say there, Hani Labane Kaparnin. Why is that not in the Mishnah? Says the Ramban, Yasod.
He's not forced to do it.
He only
did
a
chatas
for
shogi. He does say, you're right. Imrotza in a maybe mamon. You're right. Imrotza in a maybe. He doesn't have to bring it if he doesn't want to. You're right. But it's deeper than that. It's more than that.
The fact that you're not
is Eidos Korban Eidos? Is Eidos Korban Eidos? It's Hoda'a Ba'alma. Meaning, when Aiden testify, you're Machal Shabbos, and you chayv a Korban, what is the nature of that quote-unquote testimony? It is, it's not Eidos. You know what it is? It's informational. It's informational. I want to let you know. You're Machal Shabbos. You might not be aware. It was Shabbos when you were cooking. So you chayv a korban. What's your response to that? Thank you very much. I appreciate the information. I'm going to make my way straight to the Beis HaMikdash Sunday morning and bring Korban Chatas to get my kapara. Or, get out of my face. Leave me alone. I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it. Am I chai of a Korban?
Yes,
but is it an enforceable chiyuv?
No,
where must that carbon come from? A volitional act. And it makes a lot of sense, because if it was a chiyuv, does that really generate like an inherent kapara? It has to come volitionally for me to kapara. So what's the role of the edus? The role of the edus is what? Is information. Memela. Can there be din of kasha zama? No, there's no din of kasha zama. Says the Ramban, Viko fernami lo tani demaslisin rabbanan hidami kufra mona. You could say that's because of kufra mamona. The loma chuvar. The laman da armai dukuli ama kufra kapara listening nami kofer. Ela haki ikala mema. Demaslisin lo katani ela shilokin. The gabe kofer lo loku. So the Ramban says there's no malchus by kofer, and the Mishnah only mentioned cases where there's a malchus in Tomar. So he has the kasha. So will I ever be chayav to pay kofer? No. If I'm not getting malchus, it's edus shi'ata yacholeh hazima, so I shouldn't be chayav what? I should never be chayav to pay a kofer. So says the Ramban, exactly. Am I chayav to pay a kofer? I'm not chayav to pay a kofir. Rather, what's this testimony really? What's the testimony of the Eidim? No, it's more than that. What's the testimony of the Eidim? It is, but it's what are they testifying? You're sure
killed this
guy. What's the punishment to me? What's my punishment? My punishment is Misa Shamai. Ooh. So the Bonashal needs your Eidus? No. The Bonashal doesn't need the Eidus. The ikar chiyuvo b'dei shamayim, who b'deloyav kufrei, and ain edus kan ela shamayim, shen tzik leidusa. V'apuhu dina masla shamayim, Hashem doesn't need the edus, it's a din in shamayim, and v'hainu darminon, v'hani labnei kaparnin, uklomar, ikar chiyuvan l'shamayim, kasher zomam, v'lo nosna l'kapar lohem, and says the Ramban, the ikar chiyuv is l'shamayim, edus is not necessary. And therefore the nature of the edus is exactly like it is when it comes to edus karbon. It's informational. You want to get out of your chiyuv b'dei shamayim, Hashem doesn't need it, but if you want to get out of your chiyuv b'dei shamayim, what you ought to do is what? Is pay a kofer. That is a kapara at its core. And mamela, it doesn't rate in the Mishnah, and it doesn't count as, it's not going to get a chiyuv malchus to the Eidim, and there's no problem with Eidus Shi'ata Yachlazima, because it's not really and fundamentally Eidus. That is the position of the Ramban. And this Ramban is echoed in the Ramban al HaTorah. Because Ramban al HaTorah writes, source number 4, in Kofar Yushas Alav, Ba'avur Hayos HaKofer Kapara Ki'inyin HaKarbonos. Kofar is like a carbon. Imhu eno chafetz ba. Let's say the guy says, I don't want to give a kofer. I don't want to pay. So what's our response to him when he says, I don't want to pay? Okay, don't pay. Don't pay. It's up to you. Ein machrikos solav olavez din lechayv bekach va'afilu im chiyuvo. Even if the bezin says you're chayv a kofer, ein machrikos solav bavorzeh. Omar, and that's why the pasuk says im kofer yushasala, because kofer is inherently what? Volitional. We don't compel him. We don't force him. So Ramban, I believe, has a very, very consistent vision. Kofer is kapara. It's like a karbon. We don't force it. It's not in the Mishnah. You don't get malchus. And shalom al Yisrael. Very, very consistent position. Yes?
He's basically saying there's three levels of things.
Go ahead. Right? I'm listening.
I'm not 100% sure. Okay,
there's something called Onesh. And then you're in the world of Kasha Zamam, and it's classic.
It's classic. There's our Mishnah's not that either.
Our Mishnah's not, well, our Mishnah's Zeresef Kuslos. I'm listening.
Well, because the first level is Onesh.
onus.
Onus.
That is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, they testify.
With the Archiuvim. There are Archiuvim that they wanted to generate because of Psukim. We don't do Kasha Zama, but we will do in lieu of Malkus. We'll give Malkus in lieu of Kasha Zama. First Tais is either Midin Kasha Zama or Midin Losan. But there'll be an Onish.
And then it's level 3 and 4.
Okay.
Level 3 is Kofar and Evid Ivri, we'll say.
Okay.
Okay. And then level 4 is Korban.
So according to the Ramban, I don't know if I'm Evid Ivri, I'm holding by Kofar, I don't know Evid Ivri yet. Let's stick with Kofar. According to the Ramban, you don't have level 3 and level 4, what you're calling level 3 and level 4 the same. Now it's Kofar and Korban are the same.
So why are they not included in this list of 4 here?
Why is Korban not here?
Yeah.
Because Kofar is a Chirsh. Now I could have thought.
You would have thought it's level 3, but it's not. You would have thought the two levels, Korban and Kofar,
yes,
but they're not.
Yes, that's the Ramban. But now with that Hadama, let's take a look at the Ramba.
Could you pay this to the Fem?
What?
If it was Mama, you pay the Fem.
Who do you pay the Kofar to?
Yeah, sure.
You pay the Kofar to the Mishpacha of the victims.
Is Rebbe sure of that?
I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure.
I wanted to say that it was based in, which would show that it's not
I don't think so. We'll see. We might see today. Okay, Rabosai, take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. So the Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, I think, is a very striking Rambam over here. Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. And Rabosai, according to the Rambam, will the Eden Zone get Malkus for Chesed Gimel? Will the Eden Zone get Malkus for Hazama in Kofar? The answer is yes. So you're already seeing a contrast to the Ramban. And if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam says as follows: Ein hanezokin mishtalmin ve'ein chayovin bekofer ve'ein habehema nereges ela beraya brura. In order to go ahead and be chai of a kofar, you need Aden. And then he says, you might have thought that who is, where does the typical shore kill someone? In the barn, in the fields. And who hangs out in the fields? The avadim, the roim, people that are psula edus. So says Ramban, you might think, if they come in and test him, hey, idush veim azu hishi zika etzu shomen lahem, or me iduk tanam anosh mishadim zeh chaval et zeh, or we idu b'shan ezak and som kan aleim, ein hadavar kain. Elo la'olam eim achavim mavan al pi edim, atu edim ksherim lahoi shari duyos, ve idu bebezin v'chivu bezin hamazik l'shalim. Okay, now this Rambam is a very stunning Rambam. Because what's the Rambam really talking about over here? When it comes to Hezek, I went ahead and smashed your car. And a whole slew of women saw it. And they testified that my car smashed your car. Would I be chayav to pay based on Eidus Nashim? No. Ketanim? No. In the case of my shore is mazik your shore. Shore hamazik shore. And Roim and Avodim testify. Is that valid? Not valid. Not valid. Okay, I get it. So what's the Rambam basically saying? Chiyuve mamon require what? Require kosher edim. Yeah, fair. Okay, I can live with that. What did the Rambam stick in to this discussion of chiyuve mamon requiring kosher edim? He also says in this discussion, ve'ein chayavin bekofer, ve'ein habehema nehereges ela Beraya Brura Uve Eidim. Saying the Chiv Kofar also requires what?
A clear
Raya Brura. You need what? You need Eidim Sheir. Now, in what way is this Rambam a radical departure from the Ramban?
Is that regardless of the Eidim, you're still Chayav kofa, the Rambam saying is that.
The Rambam says you're never chayav
the kofa. According to the Ramban, what would you say about Eidus, Roim, and Avodim in Kofar?
It doesn't matter what the religion is.
Would it be effective?
It would work. Yeah.
It would be meaningful. Why? Because it's not Eidus. It's not Eidus. It's pure informational. However you get that information is going to go and be sufficient, and then it's going to be up to you whether you actually go through with it, whether it's like a korban. You have the information. Now do with it what you want. You want kapara gavaldi. You don't want kapara, that's okay too. It's up to you. What's the Rambam saying?
It's not information.
The Rambam is saying that there is a chiyuv kofer. It's a chiyuv kofer that you're obligated to pay. It's in the context of the chiyuv kofer is part of a legal process. It's legal process. Just like Bine Mamanis, Hezek is legal process, kofer is legal process. And if it's legal process, then what's going to emerge? Is there a chaloshein edus? Yes. If there's a chaloshein edus, then can you have a parsha of kasha zamam?
Yes.
And if the edim are zomamim, what's going to happen to them? They don't have to pay. They don't have to pay, but they're going to get malchus because it's part of kofar is legal process. And as a result, will Beis Din enforce the chiyuv kofar?
Yeah.
I think so. And what's the whole shaila over here? In other words, I think it's this is highlighting. Now, the Rambam might still paskin. He will paskin. Kufra kapara. He can paskin still kufra kapara. And he can still paskin bede mazik shanina. He can paskin that. But what's the nature of the kapara, says the Rambam? The substance of the payment is kofir. But its form is mamon. Its form, even if it's bede mazik shanina, it's a chiyuv mamon that will generate a kofar.
And that's why you need real edim.
And that's why I would posit, perhaps even memashkenin will force him to pay. And the edim has a chaloshein edus. And with the chaloshein edus is also the parsha kasha zomam. And you will get, the edim zomim will get malchus.
Wait, do we have a gemara in the Talmud that says edim
Do we have such a Gemara?
Right, we quoted a Gemara in the Ritva yesterday.
So let's see the Ritva now. Let's see the Ritva.
You're saying the
Ramb, well, yeah, there's Perushim on that Gemara. There's Perushim on that Gemara. Let's just quickly see the Ritva, see if he adds anything over here. Now, if I'm going to ask you, is the Ritva, if we look at the Ritva, whose camp is the Ritva going to be in, Pashtus? Is it going to be in the camp of the Rambam or the Ramban? What would you expect? Yeah, he's part of... Where did the Ritva live, by the way? Just to remind me, I forgot.
Spain.
Spain is true. Let's be more specific. Catalonia. You're not wrong, but let's be more specific. He lived in... Who was the Ritva? What's his name? Rav? Ben? Asaveli. Meaning he was from Saville. Saville. That's where he was from. The Ritva was from Saville. Where was the Ramban from, if I may ask? You're not going to get it from there. No, he was from Girona, which is also northern Spain and Catalonian Spain. Alcopanim, they're part of the Spanish, they were Talmidim, the Ritva learned by, was part of the Masorah of the Ramban. So we're not going to be surprised if they said like Ramban, but let's just take a quick fly through the Ritva just to see if there's anything new in the Ritva. Vitaima, I asked you to look at a couple of Ritva. There's a time of the Labane Kapar, and you knew. Pesha ben Tal Zamishim to Bechaybe Karban to Bechaybe Karban to Habe Kapar Kamel to Binan Maisa Mamish. Is that the one I want? Is that, no, the next one. Vachem Pirshu. The Labane Kapar, and you knew. She'en Kofar Ella Bimisha Shora Hargis on Nefesh. The Potom Misa B'dei Shamayim. Kimina Hasel and Fisha Matinu Lomum B'dei Shamayim. She knows the moment. Miskapa Lohem Kedah Sim Kufa Yishas Halav. There's this because of Rashi Zal Kan. Labane Kapar Shari Lo Hargus Shor Misa Nefesh. ובוודא שלפי זיתא זו לא היינו צריכים לכל אלו הטעם דא איסלן טעם רבא דלא בני כפרה אינהו בה כיוון שעוז במזיד לא מצינו כפרה כזו במזיד אלא מי ששור הרגע אחר בפשיעה של שמרו כרוי ולא היה מזיד. So the Edim, they testified on purpose, they're not shayach to a kapara if that's what this is all about. אבל הוודא קשיתולו משום דלא בני כפרה נראו למה יהיו פתומים שלם הכופר שמלכו מוסו לקיים במה קשי זמה. Why? Because the Ibarlan Hassan, we have a Shaila in Masechez Bava Kama, Shmuel. It's a Shaila in a Mashkekin al HaKofer Lamandar Makufa Kapara, Vesalka Beteku. That was a Teku in the Gemara. And he says, Hilkach, on a Teku, Aim a Mashkin. Now look at the footnote. Do you have the footnote? Look at the footnote. Look at the footnote. We have the footnote. Look at 119. The misafek says the Ritva Eima Mashkinin Velo Kedas Harambam Mamon Perek Yud Alach Gedalid Shema Mashkinin Ala Koifer. Ooh, that's gorgeous. So what's the Ram going to tell you? That there is a... It's a Chiv. It's a Chiv. Which its form is... Right, right. Okay, Now let's say, says the Ritva, let's say the Nidon knows that his sword didn't do it. Aiden said the sword did it, and the Nidon knows that the sword didn't do it. According to the Ritva, is the Nidon going to pay? Hello? Im haya yodeh ba'atzan shol haya kamo sheidu, lo haya no saying. The Kaven Shekane ain't kan din hazama. Let's say the Aiden testify that your sword killed someone. And what are you talking about? What are you talking about? My sword did not kill anyone. My sword is the most docile. He would never touch a fly. He sleeps all day. He didn't kill anyone. According to the Ritva Ramban, will the Nidon have to pay?
No.
The answer is no. What about according to the Ramban?
Yeah,
he'll have to pay. He's going to have to pay. And that, according to the Ritva, that's the idea of Kufra Kapara. And then he develops, he brings the Ramban, and the Ramban basically says the Eidos, fundamentally this Eidos is an Eidos L'Shamayim. It's an Eidos L'Shamayim that this person is Chayav Misa B'dei Shema, Hashem doesn't need the Eidos. Therefore, the whole Eidos is informational and not Eidos, and I think that is what is going on in this Sugya. There's a fundamental Machlokas. It's not an Eidim Zom Sugya. It's not as Eidim Zom Sugya. It's a Kofra Sugya. What is the nature of kofar with nafkaminas in the world of kashrus?
So why
yes.
The Rambam is not
Mishnah? Oh. That's a question I don't have an answer to. According to the Rambam, why is Eved Ivri and kofar not in the Mishnah? It's a good question. It's a legit question. We don't have an answer to that question. And no, I don't have an answer to that question. It's a good question. And it's a worthy of people talk about it, but I don't have a good answer to that question. Okay, what's the next sugya? Amos Shaman Al Pi Atzma. So I just want to feed you a tidbit. We'll pick it up tomorrow. But Rabbi Akiva has his fifth halacha that's unique, and that is Amos Shaman Al Pi Atzma. What does Amos Shaman Al Pi Atzma mean? Let's say what does that mean? I'm Ein Mashan Piyasma. Ein Mashan Piyasma. So Aiden testified that what? That Reuven killed Shimon. Now, Aiden testified that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Okay? And they're found to be Edom Zom. And now these Edom Zomimim run away, go into another court, and say, we admit. What's the halacha? They don't have to pay. Why not? What does that tell you? What does that tell you? What kind of case do you never... There's something you should know. When I admit, I'm exempt. There's one category of dinim that when I admit that Eidim Zomimim is a knas. And if you look at the bottom of, so what Gemara says in the bottom of the Amud, Beis and Beis, my time, Rabbi Akiva, Kasavar, Knasim. Eidim Zom is a knas, Ve'ein Meshalmin Al Pi Atzma. So when you admit, you don't have to pay. What's the logic of that idea, that halach? Ein mishalme. What's the logic? Yes.
So what point of a fine to like tell you not to do it again and to like warn you about it? But if you are acknowledging that you know what's wrong, you're not going to do it again, then you're going to be a fine.
So Daniel wants to suggest, not bad, that the whole purpose of knas is to disincentivize.
Then you can just do whatever you want.
What?
You can just do anything that has a knas.
And then admit.
Yeah, you don't have to.
What makes something a knas? What makes something a knas? What makes something a knas? Give me some examples of knas. Kefel is a knas. Give me another example of knas. Oines mafate is a knas. Give me another. 4 and 5 is a knas. Give me one other example. I'll take
shame.
One other.
That's
shame. Mitzi Shemra. Okay, great. What is the common denominator of all knasos?
It's
a set
amount. It's a set amount.
And it's money that you shouldn't.
Well, the Eden Zom is not set. Eden Zom is not set. It's not set. It's not set. They're often set, which is an indicator, which is a litmus test. But what? Knas as opposed to mammon. Mammon is compensatory. I did $100 of damage, I pay $100. Knas is a financial payment that is not commensurate with the damage done. It's a payment that is not per se compensatory. How much did the Nidon lose in this as a result of this Eidus? In any case, how much did he lose? The answer is nothing. And you still have to pay. So what does that mean about the nature of it's a knas. Now what we'll discuss and start discussing tomorrow is, where does this money go? Who gets the money?
The money they accused.
So the Nidon gets the money. That's very unusual. Why should he get it? If the whole thing is punitive, I want to punish and disincentivize the Eidim, so why does it go to the Nidon? We discussed today, I'm giving you too much information, but today we discussed a co-fair that is in the form of the substance is kofir, but the form is mamo. Maybe that's going to be relevant to the moment of Kasha Zom as well.
Quarter six.